everybody, and welcome to the Mid-Essex Talking News for the Blind and Partially Sighted for the week beginning Monday the 13th of April 2020. This is edition number 1980. The items today were chosen by me. I'm Janet Edwards and I'll be reading them as well. This week's lighting up time is 7:52 p.m. Now, this is the third week that we've tried this way of sending the news to you, and we're interested to know whether you're actually receiving it or not and if it's working for you. So please, can you let us know? I'm sure most of you have Alan's number. That's 01245 471039. Give him a ring and let him know, please. Our website address is www.midessextalkingnews.org.uk, where you can hear this recording and, of course, many of the previous editions. You can also hear us on a smartphone or tablet by loading the app British Wireless for the Blind Fund, BWBF. This is a special edition compiled by Mid-Essex Talking News for distribution by way of our website. And as I said before, we're interested to know whether it is working for you. It will probably be a shortened edition again, but we hope you will forgive us in the circumstances. We'll start our readings this week with an article from the Braintree and Witton Times, and the headline is "Stealth Mounts in a New Appeal for Donations to Help It Produce Thousands of Masks for the NHS." A small firm says it needs more donations from the public to help it mass-produce face masks for NHS staff working on the front line of the coronavirus crisis. Stealth Mounts will soon have capacity to make 3,000 plastic masks a day after it was able to order a £10,000 injection mould tool. The firm, which is based in Rivenhall, was able to secure the tool after raising enough cash on an online fundraising page. But as bosses prepare to start production, they have appealed to the public to keep on donating to their cause, to ensure they can create tens of thousands of masks for the NHS. Owner Mark MacDonald said, "It's great to hit the £10,000 target, but it's not enough. We need more money to keep on producing these masks. We have lost a lot of money on our other businesses, so we simply don't have the capacity to be buying the materials to keep making this equipment. A lot of the money raised so far has come from friends, so it would be great if the public and businesses could get involved and help out." Mr. MacDonald says his company has been contacted by a number of ambulance trusts in the country, as well as 20 county councils, regarding his plan to produce face masks. He said production could begin as early as Thursday if the injection mould tool arrives. To get involved, contact Mark. His email address is mark@stealthmounts.co.uk. That's mark@stealthmounts.co.uk. This is another article from the Braintree and Witton Times, and the headline for this one reads, "Erin Reynolds helps reunite elderly couple with lost wallet in Braintree." A Good Samaritan helped reunite an elderly couple with a lost wallet. Erin Reynolds found the wallet in Braintree Town Centre on Saturday and handed it in to police. Officers were then able to trace the wallet back to the owners before PCSO John Thorne stopped by at their house to hand it to them. The elderly couple's daughter, Tracy Reeve, said, "There really are nice people out there, especially in difficult times. My parents were upset when they discovered they had lost the wallet, which contained a large amount of money for rent. It all went wrong on Saturday morning. We looked high and low and retraced steps without success, and then we had some really good news, all thanks to a good Samaritan called Aaron. We've since found out his address, and Mum wants to give him a gift to say thank you." Erin, who is from Braintree, said, "I found the wallet by a shop in town and walked it into the station. It's my natural response. I'd always do that. It makes me feel great that they're happy, safe and able to pay their rent. I wish them all the best." PCSO Thorne said, "Erin did the right thing and they were extremely happy. It really made their day." And there's a picture that's connected to this article, and it's of the PCSO John Thorne outside the couple's house. And the lady in question is standing a good 2 metres away from PCSO Thorne, and she's holding up the wallet. So well done to Aaron, and I'm really pleased that they didn't lose their rent money. This is another story about a fire that's got a warning for us all. The headline is, Family Escape Cottage After Reflected Sunlight Starts Fire. Firefighters have issued a safety warning after sunlight magnified by a bedroom mirror caused curtains to ignite. Essex Fire Service were called to Main Road in Great Leas at around 4:10 p.m. on Saturday. A fire had ignited after a mirror positioned close to an upstairs window was caught in direct sunlight throughout the afternoon. The light reflected onto a curtain which caught fire. At the time, the family who live in the cottage were downstairs in the living room. They were alerted by one of their smoke alarms and managed to escape without harm. Lee Hurst of Braintree Fire Station said, During the warmer months, where the sun is more intense and out for much longer, incidents like this are surprisingly common and can be very serious. I'd urge anyone with a mirror in their bedroom to think about where it is. If it's in direct sunlight for any amount of time, there is a real risk of this happening in your home too. Please think carefully about where your mirrors are. Fortunately, this family had a working smoke alarm, and once again that's proved vitally important. This fire would have developed much further throughout their house if they hadn't been alerted, potentially putting their lives at risk. Firefighters managed to contain the fire to the bedroom, and the rest of the property suffered minor smoke damage. Essex Fire Service says fire at Witham Town Football Club Stadium was accidental. That's the headline in this Braintree and Witham Times article. A football club has downplayed concerns about the damage caused by a fire at its stadium. Firefighters were called to Witham Town Football Club's ground in Spar Road on Saturday after a workshop building went up in flames. Crews arrived to find the building fully alight, and it took them an hour to extinguish the blaze. An investigation has found the cause of the fire was accidental. The fire service says the workshop building suffered some damage. Witham Town took to Facebook later in the afternoon to reassure supporters there had been little impact on the stadium. In a post, the club said, For all those concerned, earlier today there was an incident at the club where a small maintenance shed and a couple of plastic bins caught alight. Everything has now been extinguished and no one has been hurt and everything is okay. And now the answer to last week's quiz question. The question was, Anzac troops come from which two countries? And the answer to that was Australia and New Zealand. Here is another one of Vince's poems.
Help at Hand by Vince Horseman. That colour's wrong, he was heard to utter, observing the craftsman painting the gutter. It clashes with the window frame. I'd change it if it's all the same. Ignoring the scowl of a passing cat. If I'm not right, I'll eat my hat. That paint won't pass the test of time. To leave it on is just a crime. I'd use acrylic, you've got it wrong, came his monotonous whining song. Saw it on the telly, you know, used by Eric so-and-so. The painter stopped, put down his brush. Even the birds were heard to hush. In measured tones, the painter said, Why don't you go and boil your head?
This article comes from the Houston Gazette. Council bosses are offering a lifeline to vulnerable members of the community during the coronavirus lockdown. Halstead Town Council says it is doing everything it can to support the community and is now appealing for volunteers to come forward. Since the outbreak, vulnerable residents have been advised to stay at home, isolating themselves. Now, with the lockdown, the council is offering its support to residents. The council says it can help with a range of things, such as shopping or getting prescriptions. Vulnerable residents are being asked to contact the council to arrange for them to help. The council is also appealing for residents who are willing to offer their assistance during the lockdown. In a statement, the council spokesman said, "Halstead Town Council is doing everything it can to help and support the vulnerable in the community. If you count yourself among the vulnerable, please get in touch, and we will try to arrange help with shopping or prescriptions. If, on the other hand, you are able to offer assistance, please also get in touch, and we will match you up with someone who needs help. For more information or to offer your help, contact the council at townclerk@halsteadtowncouncil.org.uk. Halstead Town Council is all one word. Town clerk is also all one word. So that's again, townclerk@halsteadtowncouncil.org.uk. Meanwhile, Braintree Council bosses insist they will help businesses wherever they can to ensure they survive the crisis. The council says it has received more than 3,000 applications for financial support from traders in desperate need of help after the UK was put into lockdown. The authority is offering relief of up to £25,000 to businesses in the retail, hospitality and leisure sector. It will also provide a maximum grant of £10,000 to small businesses which pay little or no business rates. The council says it will aim to dish out the money within the next week. Economic Development boss Tom Cunningham said, "We know that the impact of COVID-19 will be enormous for many businesses. We know that companies are worried about their income, concerned about how to retain staff and how to make ends meet. We will do everything within our remit to help businesses weather this storm." The cash grants for the retail, hospitality and leisure industry extend to shops, restaurants, cafes, pubs, cinemas, music venues, leisure centres and hotels. The top grant is also on offer to estate agents, letting agents, betting shops and bingo halls. Council bosses have also sought to reassure traders that business rate relief is being applied to all who are eligible. A spokesman said, "Businesses do not need to take any further action as the relief will be applied automatically and the bills amended accordingly. This includes the 12-month business rates holiday for all retail, hospitality, leisure and nursery businesses, estate agents, letting agents, betting shops and bingo halls. To find out what help is available to your business, email ecodev@braintree.gov.uk. That's ecodev@braintree.gov.uk. This article is from the Braintree and Witten Times and the headline is KFC staff in Braintree help hand out 7,700 pieces of chicken to doctors and nurses. The franchise of a global food chain has been doing its part in helping the NHS during the coronavirus outbreak. Kefco Sale Limited is an Essex-based franchise of the global fast food giant KFC. With 18 restaurants across Essex, the company recently closed their stores following the decision by the government to place the nation in lockdown. However, not content with sitting idly by, the chain recently decided to use their skills and resources to support our NHS staff during this difficult period. Working in tandem across all of their Essex chains, teams of workers prepared, cooked and delivered thousands of pieces of chicken otherwise destined to go to waste. One such franchise involved was that of the Galley's Corner KFC in Braintree. Run day-to-day by manager Lewis Sheehan, he and his team organised the Braintree restaurants, cooking, delivering to half-working staff at the Halstead Hospital and Halstead Care Home. Warren Miller, the PCC, People Capability Coach, at Kefco said, "After hearing that we were closing all our restaurants, our first thought was the food. It's fresh chicken, so we really didn't want it going to waste. We were thinking of how best to give away the leftover food and came up with the idea pretty quickly. We asked our KFC restaurant teams across Essex to get in touch with local charities, donation programmes and emergency workers to support them through this crisis. We wanted to send a few buckets over to the hospital. Then all the team members got involved and it escalated into one huge KFC team effort. By 8 a.m. when our restaurant teams arrived into work, we had a plan on where we were going to deliver and how much was needed. It was all hands on deck and we began cooking and arranging all our deliveries. As it turns out, we had 1,000 people to feed in Southend, 750 in Broomfield, Chelmsford, and 500 in Basildon. And that was just within the hospitals, not including ambulance control rooms we delivered to as well. In total, we sent out 7,701 pieces of chicken to a variety of organisations, including hospital staff, care homes, fire services, teachers, the food bank, and homeless shelter. We know we've only played a small part in what will be a long journey, but hope our actions will encourage other people and restaurants to do the same over the next few weeks. The whole team have been so supportive of our efforts helping the community. We couldn't have got anywhere near making the deliveries to everyone we did without their enthusiasm for making this work. Closing in situations like this is difficult, so it was amazing to give back to our community before we did. Now for a short interval. What music have you got for us, Alan? Time for this week's quiz question. So the question is, at what degree centigrade does water freeze? I'll repeat that. It's at what degree centigrade does water freeze? And the answer to that will come next week. This article is about children, police and rainbows. A strange combination, you might think, but youngsters are being invited to help brighten up Braintree's police station. Officers working at the station put out an appeal on Facebook for children stuck at home during the coronavirus lockdown to send in their own pictures of rainbows to use as decorations. It comes as households across the country have displayed pictures and drawings of rainbows in their windows to show support for the NHS during the COVID-19 crisis. Braintree's police station is already displaying drawings of rainbows sent in by students at John Ray Junior School, and officers are now calling on youngsters to keep on sending in their pictures to help add some colour to the plain walls. Their post on Facebook said, "We would like to thank young people for all their colourful rainbow pictures. We're proudly displaying them on our station walls, and we're proud to serve and protect you." This leads on to a request to all the Braintree youngsters. Braintree's police station has horrible magnolia painted walls. Please email the community policing team your pictures of rainbow drawings in order that we can brighten up our magnolia walls in the police base. Send your drawings to braintree.and.uttlesford.community.policing.team@essex.police.uk. There's a lot of dots in there. I think I better read that one again. braintree.and.uttlesford.community.policing.team@essex.police.uk. The article from the Braintree and Witham Times includes some startling statistics about children being killed on Essex roads. Charities say more needs to be done to make the county's roads safer after an increase in the number of children being killed or seriously injured. Figures from Public Health England and the Department for Transport show 159 under-16s either died or were badly hurt on Essex's roads between 2016 and 2018. This was higher than the 2 years previously and above the national average, where the number of accidents is mapped to the number of children. Road safety charity Brake said it was a tragedy so many children are still hurt or killed on the roads. A spokesman said, "Every child should have the right to be able to play out and walk or cycle to school in their community without fear of traffic and pollution. But many are unable to do so because of dangerous driving around schools and a lack of access to simple measures such as footpaths, cycle paths, or safe places to cross. We need to see safer speeds, particularly around schools and on streets where children play, and a greater investment in segregated cycle paths and footpaths to help keep children safe on our roads." Parents spoken to by Public Health England said the speed and volume of traffic were reasons they do not allow their children to walk or cycle, which it says is reducing opportunities for physical exercise. The Royal Society for the Prevention of Accidents said it has consistently called on the government to increase its efforts to reduce pedestrian casualties involving children. Nick Lloyd, head of road safety for the charity, said, "Walking to school provides excellent exercise which should be encouraged and allows parents or carers the opportunity to teach children valuable life-saving road safety skills. There should also be a greater emphasis on schools providing pedestrian training in primary schools to prepare children as they move up to high school." A Department of Transport spokeswoman said, "The death of any child on our roads is a tragedy, and we express our deepest sympathies to the families who have sadly lost loved ones. We've empowered local authorities to help deliver road safety measures, and we're using new technology and research to educate children about the dangers on our roads." This next article comes from the Malden and Burnham Standard, and the headline is "Ormiston River Academy launch home study hub for students." A secondary school has launched a home study hub to help support students after schools closed. Ormiston Rivers Academy from Burnham-on-Crouch has launched their home hub from the school's website to support students and parents across all levels. The hub includes learning support links and several bespoke revision guides to keep students busy in the coming months. School closures were put in place by the government to help slow the spread of coronavirus, and it is unclear when schools will reopen. Principal Emma Baker said, "In this period of uncertainty, I have been overwhelmed with the positivity of our students, staff, and local community in how they are all supporting each other in various ways. Over the last week, our staff have taken food parcels to those families that need it the most and have written resources and work for students so they can keep up to date with their studies. Our staff have been responding to individual emails and questions via Google Classrooms and Compassion and Support. As an academy, we have set up a wellbeing classroom and a dedicated email account to support any students that may need advice or support. As a community, we will continue to work together to support all our students, on site and at home. We are one family, and we will stay stronger together. Ormiston River Academy students can also access the Widen My Horizons section, where students can access a range of immersive experiences and challenges which are added daily. That brings to an end our readings for this week, but before I go, I just wanted to give you a few more of those howlers for the milkman notes. One of them says, "No milk. Please do not leave milk at number 14, as he is dead until further notice. Leave one extra pint. If this note blows away, please knock. Milk is needed for the baby. Father is unable to supply it." And finally, a note left for Nigel Matthew. In 1991, he was the winner of Britain's Best Milkman title. "Money on table, wife in bed. Please help yourself." Well, I thought I'd leave you on a lighter note than the previous readings, but that's all for me. So it's goodbye from me. I'm Janet Edwards. Thanks to Alan for putting together these readings that I've been recording for you. And please stay safe. Alan will now play our closing music. So it's goodbye for now.
You're in the road of gravure.
Find the road.